months, even though we keep it to a minimum, the oil bill runs about $8,000 a month. Very close. Because one time we tried to turn it off, and it was very dangerous. They warned us never to do that again, because if the pipe freezes, the whole thing will explode. Therefore, you have to always keep some steam coming, so that it never freezes. You can't turn it off in 10 hours and then turn it on again. We were thinking we would do that. That you may do in each room, but down in the boiler room, you must keep the boiler going. Oh yeah, we hired a man. There was a man working there for 40 years, paying $600. So we kept him for the first year until we had one man stay with him. We have one devotee, he's a plumber. He's a very good man. And he learned from him everything about the boiler for 1 year. And then we let that man go. And we have our own man running. And if there has to be a man for 24 hours a day sitting with the boiler. Yeah, we haven't changed. One man is expert. He knows how to run. The other man, they simply watch the gauges to see that, because the gauges indicate if everything is okay. If anything ever goes wrong, then they call that man. He's a maintenance man. He's very good.
Why did they stop like that?
Oil? The company. There are companies that sell you oil. $8,000 a month, $9,000. And the elevator, $3,000. The elevator charge for the electricity, $2,500 a month. It's not a joke to run a building of that size. That's why in New York, to have own a building in that location, they get a very good rent. Every apartment, say a 2.5-room apartment, $250, $300 per month. Right. We have 300 rooms. It would fetch very, if it was divided up as a normal apartment building, you'd make very a lot of money to run a building like that. It's very prestigious. Even though it's not a new building, still it is prestigious. People are impressed. Many Indian people come there from India. A number of officials came. And they were all there. They said, we didn't know you had such a building. They said, like that. They were very impressed. And they liked they very much impressed with the temple room and the restaurant. And the general size of the building. Those three features are impressive. The restaurant, they're very impressed by. Pure vegetarian prasad. Served in a restaurant atmosphere.
And so badly.
Very powerful. They're quite impressed. Puris, samosas, kachoris. All kinds of things. They couldn't dream to come to New York and get these things. Therefore, they eat meat. They think it's not available. There's only one other pure vegetarian restaurant in New York.
Meat?
Besides ours, there's only one other Indian pure vegetarian restaurant, and it's always packed. Indian people want vegetarian. But we, on the other hand, we only get about 1/3 of our customers are Indian. Mostly we get Americans. The businessmen come, secretaries, theater people, families. Yeah, very much. Because vegetarian is becoming now a very popular thing. People are thinking that it's more healthy to eat vegetarian. They call it health food. It's called health food. In fact, they have places called health food bar. Instead of getting a whiskey, you get carrot juice. People come, they come sometimes just for one glass of juice. And they'll pay $1.50. Any person, they'll pay anything you know. If you know how to sell it, ask any person. Now, this month of June, now the prasadam carts will be doing more and more all day long. Because New Yorkers. Building, we have two elevators. And that impresses people when they come in to see that you own a building with two elevators. That's a big thing.
You look up the roof.
Yes. And the roof is quite nice. I would sit up there every evening. And you took the size of the roof. The most. The special feature of that roof is that for some reason there are no tall buildings around our building. Sometimes people say, your movement has come a long way from Second Avenue. Sometimes they say, there's a couple people that even went to your place on 26th Second Avenue. So they say, this movement has come a long way in 10 years from Second Avenue. They remember you sitting there. On Sundays in New York, they have the love feast, so the average day get about 700 people come. 600 to 800 is the average crowd on a Sunday. And they have simultaneously activities on the five different floors, four different floors. In the basement, they have a restaurant. That is where the life members take the supper. And very nicely dressed people. They go down there and they sit at the tables. And we have a group of devotees chanting bhajan. And they take prasadam and we serve them right at the tables. Then on the next floor, there's all the time kirtan and aarti throughout the love feast. It starts from 5 in the evening till 9. So they have continuous kirtan and aarti. And also the store. We have a very good store. It's a very big size store, and it has all kinds of devotional paraphernalia, all instruments, murtis, things to make people take part in Krishna consciousness in their homes. And another very popular thing we have, just in front of the temple room, we have a big table where we sell flowers and oils which people can purchase to offer to the deities. And even mukuts. So the people, even though we would have bought them for the deities anyway, but this way we put them there and the people buy them and then they come and offer them to Radha Govinda. So we don't have to purchase ourselves. And then we sell prasadam. People take home. They like dessert. We sell in boxes. We have cardboard boxes, the same as they have in bakeries, where they put bread. We put different types of pastries and other things that have been offered to the deity as mahaprasad. People purchase this. Then on the next floor up, there's a lecture room. So there, someone is always giving lectures, constantly giving lectures. And then there's different offices there, life membership office, so we are enrolling members on that floor. Then the floor after that, they have a big lounge, and there we show all the time movies from the cassettes. So people who come in all the time to see movies. Plus there's prasadam. The other, all young people sitting on the floors taking prasadam in all the different rooms.
And
oh, yeah. And then again on the next floor, it's the same. Plus there's the theater. The theater has two performances, Sudama of his group. So a person can go from one floor to another for many hours and take part in different activities and feel very blissful. They love it. The same people, they'll come again and again every Sunday. And then there's about 8 or 9 devotees. Their only business is to try and make the people join and become full-time devotees.
Book selling?
Book selling. We sell at least, say, I would say something like about $400 worth of books every Sunday in the temple. Most of the people who came, they came because they bought your book and we gave them an invitation to the feast. Everyone who is joined has bought your book first. That is their introduction to Krishna consciousness, the book. Very few people come first to a temple. First thing, they take and read your book. Then they become interested. Book goes into their home. They can put the books because they're libraries. I mean, they can buy the books. They can buy the books. The theology, arts, there's nothing wrong with their buying, but probably from what I know, the general system is that you don't send salesmen into these communist countries. You send a brochure. And they buy through their agents. And this is unheard of, that someone sneaks into a country with all of these books and preaches. He says sometimes his life is threatened. He has to run out of the university because finally, after a while, the officials get notified. They figure out who he is. And then they start chasing him. And he has to run out.
And then
but after all, it is literary. They know we're not. It's not like a political spy.
It's open to them.
Yeah.
In the book.
Still, he's very brave. Very nice. He graduated top honors from Princeton, president of his class. He's the president of his class at Princeton University. When he graduated, he was the top man in the school in the Ivy League. That school is as good as Harvard. But he's an extraordinary. I stay with him for some time. He sleeps 3 or 4 hours maximum a day. He eats practically nothing. Very austere. Very, very austere. Humble, very humble. Very simple person. But when he sells your books, he becomes a completely different. It's like Tripurari. When Tripurari is normally in the temple, he's very humble, quiet. But when he's out there selling, he has a new system now. When he was here, he told me. He goes to these spiritual fairs where there's many thousands of people come to learn about spiritual subjects. So he stands there. And in the normal fairs in the United States, they have a man. They're called carnies. What they do is they stand around. This is the normal type person. And the first they gather a big crowd by talking very quickly, and they throw everyone some object for free, say some cheap thing, whatever it may be. There's someone like a fountain pen. They'll pass out 20 of them for free, so that hundreds of people gather around because they all want to get a free thing. So then after that, he says, now everybody got a pen, give me $2, and I'm going to give you something better. So they all put $2 down. And then he says, now anyone who wants to get that thing that's better, but you didn't get a pen, you put down $5. And many people put down money. And like this, he takes them along, giving a little bit and taking in so much money, until eventually people are putting down $50 at a time. I saw this when I was traveling with our buses. We would go to these fairs. So Tripurari, he studied this. And now he's doing it also, but with your books. See, he sells sometimes 50 and 60 books at a time, big books. He knows how he gets people to put down money, telling them that he'll give them something. First he gives out some small thing. Then they all put down $5. And then he gives everyone Bhagavad Gita. So he's learned how to do this. Sometimes he's selling 200 or 300 books in a day. Huge quantities of books. He figured out a new system. So these men, they become very much empowered by Yeshua. This is, you know, Kirti Raj from Los Angeles. So, dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. In a humble attempt to give some pleasure to your divine grace, I am writing this letter and enclosing some information. I became a member of the Los Angeles World Affairs Council about 6 months ago. It is a group of about 8,000 prominent citizens of Los Angeles who are concerned in the foreign policy of the U.S. and in world affairs in general. He's a member now. They sponsor luncheons for prominent visitors from the U.S. government and foreign governments also. They also have a volunteer program for visitors coming from foreign countries. When the visitor arrives, they have various appointments which have been arranged for them. So volunteers from the World Affairs Council take them to these appointments. I usually take every visitor from the Eastern European countries to at least, because he speaks Polish, so he's always being asked to take the visitors around, to at least one appointment and give them a copy of your Bhagavad Gita. While he's taking them there, he's preaching and he gives a copy of the Bhagavad Gita, a calendar, and a copy of a foreign language book, such as the Russian or Hungarian book, if they speak that language. Whichever language they speak, we have our books now. I previously brought them to my apartment at the temple for either lunch or dinner, until one very prominent Russian professor, a very close friend of Dr. Kotovsky, and a Romanian film producer complained to the Washington, D.C. office of the World Affairs Council that they felt very strange being brought to the temple. I think that this is because they were the biggest demons of all. All of the others like the temple, and even those two big demons like the Prashanam. They like my apartment and my family. However, they just didn't like Krishna, so they complained. Now I am no longer permitted to bring these people here. They object him. They told him, you can be a tour man, but you can't bring them to your temple. However, I do take them prashadam and books, and they are grateful to receive these gifts. He has a job, and with the money he makes, he donates the money to buy books and gives these books out. The people at the World Affairs Council here say I am their most enthusiastic volunteer. I have enclosed some sheets showing those people who have received your books in prasadam and their positions that they hold. I hope that this is pleasing to your divine grace. He also included a letter. You know, the former president was Mr. Ford, so he got a letter from Mr. Ford. It says, dear Mr. Jakubko, that's his permanent, I wish to thank you for sending me a copy of Bhagavad Gita as it is. You were most kind to think of me, and I am deeply grateful for your friendship. With appreciation and best wishes, sincerely, Gerald R. Ford. You got the U.S. Eagle on the letterhead.
They can use it.
Yeah, he says that, he says, I heard, this is from ex-President Ford, there is discussion that perhaps he will be a candidate in the 1980 presidential election year. Anyway, he's important, man. Then he lists some of the people who have gotten your Bhagavad Gita, as well as other small books in Russian or other languages, and Prashanam. Mr. Igor Orlik Garlic, Deputy Director of the Institute of Economy of World Socialist System of the USSR Academy of Sciences. Mr. Alexander Borisov, Assistant Professor at the Chair of History of International Relations and Foreign Policy of the USSR, Moscow State Institute. The Deputy Editor-in-Chief of the magazine Science and Life. A Deputy Head of Department of Developed Capitalistic Countries in the magazine International Affairs. It's got a long list of people. See, and he keeps a file on all these people. So if ever we go to these countries, then we know which people got our books. And these are all highly placed people. Very prominent people. Good work. One of these luncheons is very expensive. $7.50 per person. Los Angeles World Affairs Council. Cordially invites you to attend a special luncheon discussion meeting with the USSR USA Society delegation for the Soviet Union. This is one such invitation that's put out by these people. Every one of these people who spoke there, all the delegates, he gave them Bhagavad Gitas, the Russian Easy Journey, and a calendar.
Well, the audience, they laugh.
And yet the laughing is a little bit, they swallow their laughing. Instead of, in one sense it's funny, in the other sense they know it is very true. And they feel it. Actually, it would be difficult to say such a strong thing, but because it is in the form of theater, the audience sits there respectfully, taking it all.
We are criticizing, but
and no one else.
Nobody understands that they are bad.
You know, before I met you, Srila Prabhupada, I was smoking cigarettes. So I tried to stop so many times. Because someone would say it's bad for health. But when you said it was bad for spiritual life, then I could stop. But no one ever said that before. That these things are against spiritual life. No one ever said that. Everything is put on such a mundane level. No one cares. But when we're told that you are spirit, this is against your spiritual life, then it hits very deeply. Apart from you, no one has ever said anything about spiritual life to the rest.
They do not know the spirit or the spirit. Everyone.
Speed of rest in these communist countries.
Yeah.
Nothing like your books through the problem. Anyway, there's no such thing like it. And now they're gracing the homes of millions of people's shelves.
School is a summer vacation.
Okay.
But we went to his home. I started talking about our conference.
How good, absolutely.
And I questioned him whether he's interested in this type of conference. So I also started talking about evolution. So he told me that it's already proven that life comes from chemicals. And I told him that, how do you know? He told me what he had understood. But he couldn't tell anything. And I told him that these are old stories. So you think that whatever knowledge is coming from the West, the Western countries, or the United States, is the ultimate. It's written in the books. And you never think what is written in the Gita. Bhagavad Gita. He was also a Brahmin. He's a Trivedi. So I started telling that these are all fairy tale stories. And we like to prove that whatever science knows so far is all wrong. So he was very interested in what I said. And he said that he's very interested to take part in our conference. And he's coming. He said they can bring many scientists from Agra to participate in the conference. So,
very young.
Yes. And I also started telling him a little bit about what the significance of this conference would be. I questioned him that as an Indian scientist, it is his also responsibility that he should look into things very carefully, not just accept things whimsically, even in science. Because
in all Western scientific doctrines, they always say these things without any proof. Something very strong statement, saying that this is a factual, factually established, but this is not correct. This, it's a bit of a cheating, it seems. We should look this, into these things very carefully and then make a some sort of an assessment, see whether there's anything wrong or just blindly accepting. Because it's coming from the West, we have a tendency that anything coming from the West seems to be correct and true, but may not be so. Especially in this case, about the life processes, I said the West doesn't know anything about life, I mean the fundamental principles of life. So it is his responsibility, as well as the responsibility of the leading scientists, to look into these things very carefully and analyze and then make a decision after that. But not just saying that this is in the books, one has to say that this is called a group. Then he felt a little uneasy because he just said straight, this is already proven. Then I said, how do you know? And he couldn't say anything. He didn't even say any word. So I already knew his attitude, that he changed his outlook. I requested him that participate in this program. It would be very meaningful as a normal.
You are listing all the names who participate?
Yes. I'm going to have all the. I'm leaving tomorrow in the morning. And I'm leaving for Bombay. From there, I'm leaving to the States on Friday morning.
I have to give you the best place in Bombay.
Yes, Tamal Krishna Maharaj told me that.
Because you have to invite so many respectable men.
Well, we are coming back just at the end of August. It's only 2 months. And this time we are all coming together. And I'll organize the Vrindavan conference. That's October 14, 15, 16. I've organized for 3 days. There'll be six topics. In each day there'll be 2 topics.
Morning
and evening. And I like to have 6 chief guests. All of them will be scientists from Delhi and surrounding areas. Some well-known scientists. And also, I think I'm inviting a few political leaders, governor of the state and education minister. Dr. Sharma told me that he can arrange those things easily. Dr. Sharma is very helpful. He's very interested in this idea. I wanted to ask Srila Prabhupada that yesterday I was asking about that title, that Bhaktivedanta Vigyan Conference. That doesn't seem to be attractive.
So,
it's not...
No.
So, Divine Grace has some suggestion? Yes, that will be the theme. Life comes from life.
Just
Just like scientific conference on life comes from life? Yeah, I think that will be an interesting title, don't you? Yeah. So we'll title that. We'll make nice posters. Yes.
Organized by Bhaktivedanta
Institute. Organized by Bhaktivedanta Institute.
Within that. Is that on it?
Yes.
So some scientists say this conference.
Yes. I think it will be very interesting. It will be very interesting to Indian scientists, because some of them have already taken the idea that what is said in the West is correct.
That's correct. status of foreign scientists or that way.
Modern scientists? Oh, this would be for everybody. It was just starting here. But especially I like to attack Japan and the United States. It's my last, because Japan and the United States, they're pretty much the leading bars. Very
clever.
Yes. And I like to especially make a strong show in Japan and the United States. So I like to attack them as my last point. Getting momentum from these smaller areas and having confidence and also some support from some leading scientists, then I like to put my full force in Japan and the United States. I have many friends in Japan, because when I studied in California, there are many students from Japan, because California is... We have to be serious because this is a threat to the existing scientific theory. So they cannot just remain silent. They have to do something. Because otherwise, we are going to propagate that it's all wrong. So they have to do something. They cannot just remain silent. Because we are not just speaking, there will be books proving that these are all nonsense.
You have got empty slab boxes?
One little one, and then a big one there. I'll check to see if it's in there.
Life is a different material.
Life
is a different material.
Yes.
Apart from this physical and chemical.
Yes.
And life never comes from physical and chemical combination.
Yes.
But it comes from life.
But
it comes from life.
Yes.
This is.
And that original life is Krishna.
Okay.
don't want to support me and say, wait till you see. Chapter 2 बोल रहा हूँ। थोड़ा ऐसे शॉक थोड़ा ना जो ये जब बारह तक पहली बोलूँ चली बात। They are not shocked. Well, they will be shocked. Actually, science doesn't know anything about life. That's why he was pointing out today. Science studies only matter, like physics, chemistry, biology, those chemical reactions.
Bahiratman. Just like the body is the external feature of my life.
Yes.
But this is bahi. Bahi means external.
External.
While the external feature is visible, therefore it is called drishya guna.
Drishya guna.
Drishya, visible force of nature. This body,
art.
No, life is not visible to
you. It
is simply saying the combination of the force of nature visible.
There's a very interesting remark by one of the Nobel Prize-winning chemists. His name is Saint George. He got Nobel Prize for discovering vitamin C. And he said he was looking for life for last 20 years or so. But he said he wound it up with electrons and protons, which don't have any life. He said somehow life has escaped through his fingers. Yeah, he says that.
Life has escaped, and life is different?
Yes, there is, they couldn't find life.
What is that? The basis of that is total life. There were only lost time in the RNA, the basis of young person.
Yes,
Life and the supreme life, supreme being is God, that is Krishna. This life, that is God manifest. Let's see the dictionary, what is the meaning of God?
Superhuman being worshipped as having power over nature and human fortunes. Deity.
Superhuman being.
Superhuman.
His body is like human being.
very diverse. আমি বলছি না করলে কঠিন হবে, আমি বলছি এইসব না করালে বলে দিলে পার বলবার করে এখন এত প্র্যাকটিক্যাল
also says supreme being, creator and the ruler of the universe.
Yes.
It also says the absolute truth.
It is there in the dictionary, it is in the Vedas and practically proved. The Vedas confirm Nitya, Nitya Ram, Chetana, Chetana Ram. Supreme Being is the chief living being. There are so many living beings, but he is the original living being. He is the original, eternal substance, and the living being, they are also eternal, same quality. But he is the Supreme. How is supreme? Because he maintains this eternal living being. And the other living beings are maintained by him. Just like in a family, father is the chief man and he maintains the family. Similarly, God is the supreme being. He maintains all other living beings. Anantaya. There is no limit. Jiva bhava sabhikya. So anandayakam. The living beings are, they cannot be counted. At night, you see, it's all inside. Millions come. Millions. Everywhere you will go, you'll find full of janat. Different grades. They're all maintained by God. That's what is called chief living. Quality the same. He's living in here. Whatever potential is, he has got, we have got. But we are not independent. We are dependent on him. This position actually is the alien. Then we have to surrender to fulfill our desire. And that is what you ask. Is that clear? Think in that. There is no other way.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everything falls apart.
The thing that is my part and parcel of God, it must work according to my desire. Then it is heaven. Otherwise, disease. And moving day, it is in healthy condition. If you cannot move by some fall, then it is disease. So, when you are working, under the direction of Krishna, that is our healthy state. Otherwise, this is. I'm correct?
Yeah, yeah. the scientist thinks very carefully, actually he will be the one who will accept that there is God. Because we see practically every in every experiment.
Even God limited. Hmm. Limited. You cannot maintain. Therefore, you are limited. You can become God within your family, within your office, within your kingdom. You are not supreme God. You are limited extent. Because you have got the quality of God. So, according to your capacity, you are limited to this jurisdiction. So, dictionary is there, basic assumption is there, logic is there, science is there, proof. Then your education will come. Of which the artha kabhi being the root. When you can prove this, then the meaning of your education is there. Of which the artha kabhi being the root. This is uttama sloka gunarva. So glorify the exalted position of God. That is it. Is it clear?
Yeah.
You know what the passage? Maktab paratara munanya. That is it. That's what we mean is this.
The origin of life is Krishna.
Om Mahadevi Devana. From Brahma we have come. And Brahma is generated from Janmadasarita. Param Sattam Dhinahi. So, let one come forward and discuss. So, we have to prove to the world that it is not brainwashing, it is yet knowledge. Why you should keep it suppressed? Lead the people in ignorance. It is not your duty to bluff and cheat. That is not right. You are cheating people and getting noble. That way, Milad is.
There will be an immediate reaction from the team called the Study of the Origin of Life from Chemicals. They have also an international society. They also publish a journal.
We have to be with them.
So it will be just like a battle.
Yes. Is
there is also a Christian group, Christianity, a Christian group. They also are trying to counteract modern science, but their approach is very superficial. They also think that somehow God created life, but the way their knowledge is based is very superficial. So the scientists don't take anything seriously. They also say that it's only about 5,000 years ago that man is created, these groups.
Not how we can believe. In the very beginning, God has bred, then we have bred.
They call it Creation Research Institute. They have office in San Diego.
There is no question of creation. God is not created. Not creator. He is creator. As long as God is there, there is no creator. Victor. Sasa. There are these two words you can't ever use if it is created. Never.
Just eternal.
Rajayatanam, the other. Never. Cannot create. They want to create love. That's an eternal. Never create. You have got insanity.
When you speak, it's fine.
So I can give you idea and I will go like. Ideas I am giving is non-difficult. Final.
It also makes a difficult for others to argue.
Why is it argue? Nonsense, how we can argue? I just call you a rest. That is also forbidden. Achinda Kalude Bhava, let us start being a yoga. Things which are beyond your comprehension. Don't foolishly argue. That's it. That will prove your escapement. Better accept what the opposite is. It's beyond your conception of escapement. Why you are wasting time? That we want to do. And all of them are ourselves, and they are simply wasting time by all nothing. See, you know, there are companies. We have got photographic studios. They're just there, moonwalks. They will help you to make that particular clarity. We are going to the moon planet, but no idea that they go. There is no knowledge. How they can work? Martini, imperfect. So if you can show that they have no knowledge of the universe, neither of the original.
Actually, these two things, that life comes from life, and this concept of the universe, two points are clear, then everything is taken care of.
Scientists, they should seriously enjoy for the prestige of their Vedic knowledge. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes. What do you mean? Creating some lessons. Yes, ma'am. In the name of education.
I made an advertisement in MIT saying that Khurana is the man who synthesized this gene. They thought that might be life. So I was putting in the MIT newspaper in the campus saying that Khurana's gene is not life, and virus is not life. These are all molecules. So they have nothing to do with life. So we have a lecture coming up next month. That's July the 10th in the MIT campus. So three of us, we're going to speak on life coming from life. Because this is in the MIT campus, so there will be many people from his group coming. Because this is directly challenging the biggest group in the United States about this group.
Do they have some?
Yes. And some Indians are on our side, especially this Indian Students Association. And also, there's an association called Indian Association for Greater Boston. But all these associations, the president and the secretary came to me, and they are supporting us. So they're organizing these lectures. So we have a show on July the 10th.
That's a great education. Great challenge of the Bhakti Vedanta Institute to the whole world. Is it not?
Oh, yes.
Tati Vidu is asking the human. That is it. Tati Vidu is asking the human. Durar Mayati, Vidu. talk with Dalmia?
Dalmia, yeah, I talked briefly yesterday.
What does he say?
Yeah, he liked the idea, but seems that he doesn't have any intellectual motive.
He cannot have any sentimental. He has no clear idea. Neither is possible.
We like to notice very clearly and see things properly. Once it is convinced, then it is convinced forever on a scientific level.
Then there will be question, if the life is Vidana, then whatever you are wrongly taking as life, temporary, that is all a waste of time?
Yes, that is a corollary. The whole educational system has to be changed.
Yeah.
Everything they're taught, this chemistry and the physics, is going to be all wrong.
Yeah.
So they have no alternative. Fortunately,
that is good.
That is the very point, that science studies not life, but
Rupert,
this external, just like Prabhupada's, the external manifestations.
Yeah.
So they are mistaken. So that is the whole basis. Once that is clarified, then others will follow this automatically. Time and effort, energy, money, everything. Some people are almost spending day and night just... They are also very dedicated to working, some of the scientists. They work so hard and...
For nothing.
But all in the wrong direction.
Body is changing. All is a power. When is it done?
This is also a blow to the communist world. Communism also. There's several effects.
branches of light slipped out.
Yeah, somehow light escaped from his fingers. So that's a proper word. I'm quoting his word. I'm using his as an authentic quote from them. We're also use some words which will be not so favorable by when they read these things, our things. We're also trying to criticize them, that they are intellectually dishonest, try to propagate a false knowledge in the name of scientific knowledge. Just like this man, Crick, is the Nobel Prize winning. He's from Cambridge. He's a very famous man at this time. He says, once we accept that we come from chemicals, then he says we have a whole new culture, which is, and he doesn't say what that culture is. He said we'll have a whole new culture and everything will be so easy. And that culture, we spelled out that culture is meaninglessness in the voidism.
Why is it useless?
Yes.